We're meeting to order at this time. Let the minutes reflect that Mr. Brazier is absent today, and I haven't heard from Mr. Goggins as of yet. I don't see anyone for public comment. If you had an opportunity to view the minutes from the May meeting, I'll ask for approval.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, purchase approvals are being circulated. We'll return to that item. At this time, we're going to let give Kurt the opportunity to speak so he can start his day.
I guess I'll start over at the courthouse. We interviewed three engineering firms, and we sat down with the one that we feel is most qualified, and they are developing their scope of work and estimate to take a look at the heating and cooling systems and some other issues. Duct pointing was pretty much done. They've got to install a handrail out 2nd Street entrance. Detention home, they started the little replacements Monday, I guess, or Tuesday. And chiller replacements complete and up and running. Jail, we've got a contract that we're reviewing from AAIC to start the construction documents and everything for the remodel.
Okay, you've heard the report from Building and Grounds. Are there any comments or questions?
Thank you.
If not, we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, outstanding reports. Detention home. Sure.
I just have my year-to-date report here. And nothing else. Like Kurt said, they've started the door project. They're pulling out a lot of the old metal doors and frames. Some of them, our doors are inoperable completely. So but it's moving along pretty quickly, and things are going well. So.
Okay. Are there any questions and or comments?
Thank you. Probation. Mm-hmm. Pretty much business as usual. Nothing new to report. I believe it's probably going to be a while before we have any idea what the state funding level is going to be this year. Right now, it's just anybody's guess. We just have no information whatsoever. So pretty much where we're at. Any questions?
No questions from the committee?
No questions.
All right, Circuit Court. First, let me say we're glad to see Mr. Van Dyke with us today. I think a little mishap occurred since the last time we saw him, so it's good to have you with us today.
A bunch of people from Godfrey beat me up.
Oh, is that what happened?
About time we did something. Oh, they got their tax bill from the high school.
No. Yeah.
See how it is. That's what Godfrey.
Yeah.
You get the horn. Speaking of Godfrey, Mr. Walters, your one of your constituents who went to work at in the circuit clerk's office. Roughly the same time that I went to the Navy 40 years ago, is retiring at the end of June. Carol French.
Oh, really?
Anyway, though her husband was Rick.
Right, yeah.
Or is Rick.
Right.
Who formerly worked for the city of Godfrey. So, just to give you an idea, yeah, 40 years ago, that was it. That,
wow.
That I went off and saw the world, and she went off and saw the circuit court for 40 years, so
wow.
We're going to miss her, but excited for her
40 years.
Retire. We move forward on our e-citation, which is Sheriff's Office will be the first department in the county to get digital tickets, be able to write digital, be able to write traffic tickets using the computer. We're moving ahead on that project. And we also have our application to the Supreme Court for e-criminal. The only we've got support from the state's attorney's office, and also the Sheriff's Department. We're still looking for the public defender to give us a letter of support. That's the last thing we need for our application for that. But that will allow those electronic tickets to flow into the system electronically and not have to have paper files that go back and forth. So small things that have to do with a lot of efficiency. So we're really excited about that. My 2 minutes is up.
That's all you
good. You're getting good.
Oh. Okay.
Improving.
Okay, are there any questions for the clerk's office? Thank you. There's no one here from the circuit court, but the ordinance that's on the agenda is being pulled from this meeting. It'll be brought back at a later day. They asked that we pull that item, so there's no ordinance today. The Sheriff's Office.
We have the monthly Judiciary Committee report for inmate population. We're eager to looking forward to moving with the e-citation program with the clerk's office. And with the, discussion on the jail repairs, sheriff's office and the sheriff extend an invitation to not only the Judiciary Committee, but to all the county board members to come by. We'll be more than happy to take them for a behind-the-scenes secure look at some of the issues and areas that we're talking about. That
I'm not going anywhere near that present with you.
You can either go willingly or you can do it the hard way. No.
In that way, it comes to a lawful order, I guess.
Yeah. But if there's any clarity or any clarification on any of the issues that are being proposed as we move forward, especially with Kurt and the engineering plans for the architect, feel free to give us a call, stop by, and we'll be sure to show you what kind of issues we're talking about that we think need some safety and security attention.
I do want to give credit. We had an issue in our neighborhood. Unfortunately, I was out of town, but my kids were home, and I guess three officers showed up at our neighbor's house. They have moved, and they have a pool, and some of the kids in the neighborhood, I guess, were swimming. And I've seen a lot of presence out there the last 10 days, just keeping an eye on it, so we appreciate it. You guys did really good at responding quickly. All my neighbors were very happy with the quick response, too, so they wanted me to pass that on.
Well, hats off to the neighbors. I know in that situation, the neighbors actually were the ones who spearheaded the confrontation with the kids out there. Mm-hmm. I think they were all middle school age kids. Using a poor judgment, and we were able to contact all their parents and address the situation. And you have a pool that's really vacant in a house, and the kids taking advantage of that. All it takes is someone to slip and hit a head, and before long, someone's at the bottom of that pool. So hats off to the neighbors who are keeping an eye on that. It's part of the neighborhood watch kind of philosophy that more neighborhoods should. Pay attention to.
Good. Okay, thank you, Mike. And again, that invitation has been extended from the sheriff. If any of you want to go over and see the building on the new renovation that's being proposed. So thank you.
Thank you.
Our state's attorney's office today is with us again. And Stephanie has, from her office, we have previously approved for them to receive 3 laptops, but they have an additional one they need. It's still within the budget, forfeiture budget, and the total now is $17,564, an additional $4,500, and it's for an additional laptop.
Right, this will bring the total to the 3 full ones, and then the 3 docking stations as well, to the rugged laptops for the SAFE program.
Okay.
This brings the total.
The total.
Altogether, so
the laptops
average about $4,500.
Is that just their sturdier, stronger.
Yeah, the same ones that you guys use.
They're military spec.
Okay.
Ruggedized for harsh environments.
Okay. And they average about 4,500, and then the docking stations are 1,300, 1,400, I think, a piece as well, too. So.
The original request was 13,005. So with that added on, it's 17,564. So may I have a motion for approval?
Motion for approval.
It's been moved.
Second.
Ms. Dalton?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes. Yes.
And Mr. Walters?
Yes.
Okay. So approved.
See how kind she is to me? I'm like the other chairman that we have in this committee.
Also, they have a request here for a Canon Image Runner color copier. And the amount of $8,668.
Yes.
And it's from their capital outlay fund. Do you have anything on that?
Well, we have three copiers right now that have over 1 million copies on them. And this is the one that's running the most poorly. The maintenance, the tech guy from Datamax constantly comes in and tells us it's going to run out. The parts are more expensive for that. So we worked with support services. This is a doorbuster deal. It's a special deal. We do a lot of color copying when we go out to events and stuff, so this will help maybe save some toner. I don't know if you use color toner for your printers. It's outrageously priced. I'm hoping this is a little bit better because just printing on the regular printers adds up.
How long do those last?
The copiers?
Yeah.
They last, well, I remember their price, the good news is the price has gone down. I couldn't really buy them in the past for $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $8,000 is great. 5 years, 7 years,
right.
we get pretty regular maintenance on them.
Yeah.
So as of now, we're replacing the one that I don't think is going to last much longer. We'll see how the year goes with the other ones. The other ones, I think, are doing okay right now.
Okay, you heard the request. May I have a motion for appeal?
So moved.
Second. Ms. Dalton?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Ms. Bowman?
Yes.
And Mr. Walters. So approved. Do you have anything else for us today? Are there any questions for the state's attorney's office?
No, but I do have a kudos for the state's attorney. Gibbons came out and spoke to several of my members about workers' compensation fraud and just did an excellent job. My members were very impressed with him and they were under the impression he wouldn't prosecute. And I was like, no, let's meet. Let's meet with him. And so they did, and they are very appreciative, and they all have his card, and they all feel comfortable now knowing they can call and get some advice. And he gave great advice.
If any of the groups in your jurisdictions want to come out and have him come out and speak, I mean, he's always going to different groups, organizations about whatever topic that he's able to speak at. We do that all the time.
And he's very good, and he's very, very, very helpful. Our members were very happy. So thanks again.
Okay. You've had a chance to review the purchase requests. May I have a motion for approval on those?
So moved.
It's been moved and
second.
Ms. Dalton?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Bowman?
Yes.
And Mr. Walters? So moved. Do we have any new business to come before this committee today? Any old business? If not, I'll ask for a motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.